there's not counting the votes.
Okay, so so thinking about the question of shloshim, how do you have what's the din of shloshim? Yeah, okay, so you know that we're getting a little stuck in, right? In other words, it seems clear from the Rishonim, at least the Ramban, the Muki Yosef, Rashi, that the reason why the Kover Meso Shloshi Yom of Nei Regel is not Mavatal Shloshim is because Shloshim didn't start yet. Right? I mean, Rashi says, Rashi just has it in the positive, that when it is Mavatal Shloshim, he says, Hol v'hischil yom echad min ha-shloshim. Meaning before that, he didn't have haschol ha-shloshim, right? And the Muki Yosef says, also,
which Rashi
is that? The Rashi in Shemoni Gzeira shloshim, dainu iser giyatz begodo v'gilu achsoro chayiv lino goso achar regal, sherei lo hoyeso haschal lo so klal kodem regal. U'mayafsik. Right, and the Ramban also, he said. And also, and on Ches Yom, the Mukiv says, kevan shechal olav gzeira shloshim yom echad. Right, so it's mashma that gzeira shloshim is not chal
until
after the Shiva. But the Ram says these are the things you're chayav on the Aval is Usher in all 30 days. Okay, one second. Now, I think what you're saying has some value, though. First, let's just get something straight here. In other words, the dinim of Avelis, of Shiva. Okay, so the Gemara learns out, the Rambam writes to the Ram in Parakeh. So he goes through, how do you know an Aval is Usher in all these things? So you learn it out from various psukim that refer to an ovel, right? So, but how do you know? So all it says is an ovel can't do. He doesn't wear freshly laundered clothing, something like that. But it doesn't say how long he did it. You don't see in the Navi how long he was doing it for, right? It just says an ovel doesn't do these things, right? So what do you see? So what do you see from that? That what? That there's a shame of an ovel for 7 days. Right? There's a shame of an ovel for 7 days. And then you learn from the various psukim in Tanakh, in Nach, you learn what the shame ovel, what's required because of the shame ovel. You don't learn in those psukim an amount of time, right? You learn what an ovel is. What is the sort of an ovel? And then since we hold that you have a shame ovel for 7 days, so mamela you're knowing these things for 7 days, but it's not really a nihug of it's a din in the shame ovel, okay? Whereas that's what the Ram says. Where's the Ram? Right. Eil dvarim she'ovel also ben biyoma rishon min haTorah b'shar shivas yimei ha'ovel midivrayim. Right. And then he just goes through minayin she'ovel also b'tasparos minayin she'ovel also b'kivus b'gadav. But all those things have to do with the shame of an ovel. So we say midaraisi has a shame ovel for a day. Midrabanan we give him the shame of an ovel for the whole week. Right. But it's a din in the shame ovel. Okay, as opposed to shloshim. What's shloshim? Shloshim, the Rambam says, is based on an idea, uvuvochso es avia ves imo yerech yomim, sheha ovel mitztayer kol shloshim yom. Understand? It's a separate din. It's a different kind of an idea. There's certain things you'll say that the person has the status of an ovel, and however long that status of an ovel lasts, There are activities. There are nihuge avelus. There are nihugim of an avel. Okay. There are isurim of an avel. But that's dependent on his shame of an avel. Okay. He's a gavra. He's a certain kind of a gavra, like a menuda, right? Or a mitzora. Those are comparable ideas. They also have certain nihugim like that. But it's from their state. is a certain status in the Gabra. But Shloshim is not that way. Shloshim is not that way. Shloshim is an idea that on a mace, it's roi to be mitzdaya for Shloshim Yom. You know what I'm trying to say? There's a little bit of a chiluk. Right? There aren't any psukim for the Shloshim. It's just, you just derive from the psukim that there's an idea of being mitzdaya for 30 days. Right? And then we select different things. There's certain things that are selected to be a kiyum of tzar. And then the Ram just goes through. The Ram doesn't go through the minayans. He doesn't go through minayans in Perek Shishi. He just goes through ketzad. How? What do we mean by these things? You understand? But it's not an intrinsic thing in the shame of an avel. It's a din of being mitzdayer. But in Shiva, it's a shame of an avel. So what's the point? So that's what I think what you're saying has a certain validity, that Shloshim and Shiva really are different. Shiva is really a kiyum in the Gavra of Ovel, whereas Shloshim is just Nihugim. You understand? They're just certain Nihugim that he has. He has Nihugei Tzar. But it's not activities that come from his chalos, from a chalos shem of the gavra. You know, they're not activities. They're not part of his shame. Right? Because the avelus is over after 7 days. So why is he continuing these activities? Because it's a different type of a chiyuv. It's not a chiyuv that stems from his designation, from his definition. Right? It's maisei tzar. They say it's midin kavod, whatever you want to say. But it's maisei tzar. And al ovav al imo, it's a whole year. He's certainly not an ovav for a whole year. Right? What? So it's stemming from a different idea. That you should be mitztayer al hameis shloshim yom. It comes from the case of the Efas Torah. She wasn't chayv in avelus. She wasn't in avelus. She's not even Jewish. Right? That's not a din of a shame of an avel. That's just a din of you should be mitzdayer. Ram says over there they were over the parents were over the avozah. Right? I think maybe that's the Ram you're thinking about. Because in the Mora he mentions that's like a concession to her feelings. So that's a din of so the difference is that one is a kiyam in the state of the gavra and one is just. He's not a different kind of a gavra. It's just he has a certain nihugim. Okay, yeah. I'm not saying anything yet. So that's why you could say that the activities that even though he's doing maisei shloshim during the shiva, right? So you could say that they don't. You don't consider him doing maisei shloshim during shiva. You don't consider him being noheg shiva shloshim during shiva. Why? Because the activities that he does from the shame of the gavra are going to include everything anyway, right? So the things that stem from the you can't say at the same time he's usher in things because of the shame in the gavra and he's just doing maisei tzar. In other words, the character of the action if the character of the action stems from his definition, you can't just call them nihugim at the same time. Alright, so I think in order to answer the question, so we're saying there really aren't any nihugei shloshim during Shiva. It's not nihugei shloshim during Shiva. Because that nihugim is just like an accidental thing to the gavra. But here he's doing them essentially because of his definition. Nihugim was like a gavra who has certain activities. But not that they're part of his definition. In other words, there's like being the gavra and acting a certain way. You can't say he is the gavra and acting a certain way at the same time, right? Nihugim are like an affectation, like doing things doing things for a certain reason to be mitzdayer. I do these things to be mitzdayer. But if I do them essentially because my shame demands it of me, I can't say I'm doing them to be mitzdayer. Right? That's just who I am. I'm not I'm not trying to do anything extra. Okay. So then how do you say then that the usher for shloshim? How do you what's the idea of shloshim? I'll give you an example. You have halacha in Hilchos Tainus like this. You have halacha in Hilchos Tainus. It says like this. Misana adam tainus shows. You can have a tainus for hours. Behushalo yochol kol hayom. Right? You know, that's only if you don't eat all day. So it's like a stira. You can have a tainus for shows if you don't eat all day. So that's a whole day tainus. Ketzad. Hoya torud dechafotzov umisasek bitzrochov velo ochalat chatzos oad teisha shows. Right? If a person was busy and he just never got around to eating, right? Half the day goes by and he never got around to eating. Some people can forget to eat, right? Some people can't understand that you can forget to eat. But there are different types of people in the world. So this guy was busy and he forgot to eat. V'nimlach l'his'anos b'shosh n'sh'ar m'niyom. And then he changes his mind and he says, I'm going to finish off the day in a tainus. Right? That's good. That's a tainus shos. Okay? So why can't you just eat all day and have a fast at the end of the day? Right? What's the difference? He's deciding to turn it into a fast at the end of the day. So why can't you just have lunch, eat until lunch, and then, no, Mamanashach, is there a fast of hours or is there not a fast of hours? If there's a fast of hours, let him have a hearty breakfast and start his fast after lunch. Right? And if not, and you need Kabbalah Satinus, then how can you be Makabal Atinus in the middle of the day? Right? I say this is similar to the question of Shloshim and Shiva. In other words, in both cases, you were acting a certain way in the beginning, not for the reason. But then you convert it later to be Mashlim, to count towards the final thing. See, I would say like this. If you learn that shloshim means you have to be no heg isurim for shloshim yomim, right? For shloshim yom, if you learn shloshim mean to be that you have to be no heg certain things for shloshim yom, then you're stuck. Right? Because we say you didn't start shloshim until the 23rd, until the 8th day, 7th day, the 8th day, right? You didn't start shloshim. So how do you say you're knowing these things for shloshim yom? That's not going to work. So what you just have to punctuate a little differently. What do you say? Not that you're knowing these isurim for 30 days, but you have to be knowing an isur of shloshim yom. Means it like this. It's not that you have to be knowing the Isurim for 30 days, okay? But you have to be knowing a certain type of an Isur. You have to be knowing an Isur that has the quality of 30 days. You understand? You can start that on the 8th day till the 23rd. You can start that from 8 to 23. And the last 23, I'm thinking of the other case. The last 22 days? It's 23.
From
8 to 30, right, sorry. You can have from 8 to 30 since you started already. Let's take the tiniest case. Let's take the tiniest case. You have to have the shows at the end of the day that you fast are a tainus, provided those are sha'os of a certain quality. You understand? If I ate bread, I'm not saying this is the svar over there, by the way. I'm just giving this as an analogy. If I ate in the morning, right, then the last 6 hours in the day are not going to have a quality of refraining from a whole day of eating. That hunger, that activity of not eating will purely be a 6 hour, will only have the quality of 6 hours of hunger. Okay? In order to do the maisa of tainus, the refraining from the eating has to have a certain quality. It has to be hours. It has to be a refraining of a eating from of a, it has to be refraining from a whole day's eating. You don't have to refrain from eating the whole day. You have to refrain from a whole day's eating. There's a slight difference. What's the difference? The difference is if I say you have to refrain a whole day from eating, so then you can't have a time of shows. Right? Because I wasn't refraining in the morning. Right? I wasn't refraining in the morning. But if I say I have, but in the end of the day, since Memela I didn't eat in the morning for whatever reason, then the quality of not eating at the end of the day will have that quality of refraining from an entire day's eating. I can do a maisa of refraining from an entire day's eating at the end of the day. So, no, it's not a retroactive requalifying. It's not a retroactive requalifying. I'm not retroactively changing anything.
But you redefine food as time.
No, those last hours of the day now have that definition. Those last hours of the day intrinsically have that quality.
First hours they don't.
It's not refraining. Refraining for a whole day would be an activity that spans the entire day. That would be like saying shloshim, I have to be noeg the iser tasporas for shloshim yom. So then you would be already, then you'd have to have started in the beginning. Right? But I'm saying once the shiva is over, there's already a shear to the tasporis that follows. The tasporis that follows is already different intrinsically. It now has the first day of tasporis that I'm knowing is a certain type of a tasporis that I'm refraining from. You understand? I'm refraining from a certain type of a tasporis already. Just like if I starve myself for 6 hours in the day, it depends. If it's the first 6 hours, then I'm just missing breakfast. But if I didn't eat in the first 6 hours and I don't eat in the last 6 hours, those last 6 hours now intrinsically, because they're coming after an absence of food for the first half of the day, they have a different quality. When I don't eat on the seventh hour, that's already a seventh hour of no food. It's just now I have kavana to do the action.
No, but your tainus is only
shalos.
It's not.
It's a tainus shalos. No, that's exactly right.
You're counting all of the
first seven. I'm not counting the first seven. I'm saying from eight to thirty, I was noheg refraining from a tasperus of shloshim. From 8 to 30, I was knowing from refraining from a certain type of an experience of washing.
You have the background of
Let's face it. I mean, these things are, even to the yeshiva guys, right? It's different. The shower after one day is different than the shower after 8 days.
Right?
So those first days count in order to lend the quality to the type of the refraining that the rest of the days are. Right, that's why halachically you get all these strange cases now. So on even if the shiva was bottled 1 hour, the rest of the shloshim still have a quality of it still has a quality of shloshim.
So you really only have 23
because you only have to go. It's a minion. It goes by minion. I have to get into how that works.
Okay.
But
so
shloshim is referring to the quality of the niyug. It's the certain quality of the niyug, not the duration of the niyug, the quality of the niyug. It has to have the... No, see, halachically, it turns out that it only has to have the minion of shloshim. It doesn't have to have the experience of shloshim. That's something we have to see how the chachamim, how Chazal formulated it. But you just need the minion of shloshim.
It doesn't even have the minion.
Yeah, we count strange. We count funny, that's the thing. It has a minion of shloshim, but we count funny. In other words, the minion of shloshim really is composed of well, we'll have to see. It's not so pashut. But the kiyum of shiva is the first component of the minion of shloshim. In other words, when the nihug of shloshim starts on the eighth day, That's not a niyug of day one. You can pick up in the middle if you were refraining, just like if you were refraining from eating for any reason for the first 6 hours of the day, the refraining in the next hour has a kiyum of a seventh hour of refraining. I'm refraining from a certain kind of an hour. You understand? I'm refraining from a type of an hour. This is a seventh hour that I am refraining from. It's not the seventh hour that I am refraining, but it is a different type of an hour. I'm refraining from a seventh hour. I'm refraining from an eighth hour. So then it turns out at the end of the day, I refrained from the close of the entire day. Right? Then that could be Makai. Then that can qualify the whole day as a Tainus. I had the experience of the Tainus at the end of the day.
But if you stopped an hour earlier.
Similarly, on the eighth day, it might be day one of my Nihugim of Shloshim, but the kind of the Niyug that I'm doing is a Niyug of day eight. There's a different kind of a niyug. Refraining from a shower on the first day is different than refraining from a shower on the eighth day. Right? If a guy, for whatever reason, didn't have a shower for 7 days, refraining one more day is not just like a guy refraining from a shower for one day. Right? It's not.
It's a guy of 2 days.
It's a guy of 8 days. I even missed my example. It's a guy of 8 days. Right? But now, I mean, look, by the Tainus, it's an example. And you can't pick up the Tainus at any point in the day. You have to pick it up at Chatzos. That's a separate reason, whatever it is. There has to be a certain shear to how long your Misana. There has to be a certain shear to your Misa, too. We're not saying there's no Tzar less than 30 days. So ideally, it's 30 days. But the Rabbanim can come and say, here you have to just do tsar. Here you just mitzvah for 9 days, for 8 days. Right?
Give me on the regal.
Yeah, okay. This is the machlokas in the Rishonim, but according to one side, at least, it works out well. Now, let's say you have a mace besoch, a kover, mace o besoch regal. Okay? So what's the din? What's the din? According to the Ramban. Ramban holds that, so you certainly don't start, Avelis on the regal. Right? You don't start the Avelis on the regal. You start the Avelis after the regal. So after the regal, you're going to count, so you have 7 days of Avelis. Okay? Right. There's no Avelis Minotaur in that case. So you start Avelis after the regal. 7 days of Avelis after the regal. Okay? But what do you do on the regal? So the Ramban holds, you know, Dvarim Shebet Sina, okay, like Shabbos, but he holds that you have to be Noeg all the Isurim of Shloshim during the regal. Before you've done Shiva.
And that's not a...
Oh, so why? Because the Ramban says, since it's Ole Leminyan Shloshim, you can't do these things.
What's Ole?
Because we say the Shloshim goes from the Kvura. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I leave that fact out? I'm sorry. I left that fact out. So, right. In other words, you cover him if a person's cover Mesa Besocha Regal, the Shiva starts after the Regal, but the Shloshim goes from the Kvura. So that's right. So Shiva is in the middle of the Shloshim. But the Ramban, that's why the Ramban says you have to be knowing all the Nihugim of Shloshim. Not that it has a Kiyam of Shloshim, because I'll prove to you it doesn't have a Kiyam of Shloshim. This is the question that they raise in the Ramban.
One day and stop.
You have the Raya?
No.
Oh. Because let's say a person's Kover Meso during Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Right? So Shmini Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzmo, but you don't say that he started Shloshim, and now the Shmini Atzeres should knock off his Shloshim, right? If a person's kover meso besoch the chag of Sukkos,
right?
So Shmini Atzeres is a din of a regal b'fnei atzmo, right? But you don't say that since the Shloshim started, the Shmini Atzeres will knock it off. If you really had a Kiyam of Shloshim, the Shmini Atzeres should knock it off. So you're chayev in the Nihugim of Shloshim in order that the Shloshim, that it should be Olamim in Shloshim. But it's not a Kiyam of Shloshim. Because in order for it to be Olamim in Shloshim, it has to set up the days after the Shiva to have those qualities of the Nihugim of Shloshim. And that if you cover Meso, because we're passing, if you cover Meso Lifnei Aregel, right, Lifnei is before Sukkos. So then you knock off Shiva, that's 7 days.
Well, how many days before Sukkos is
it? Doesn't matter. You knock off 7 days. Sukkos breaks the Avelis at 7 days. Right? You have to learn a new way to count.
You had a Masha who Shiva, and therefore.
Right. Yeshua achas lifnei rego, right? So now you have 1 day. Now you have a kiyam shiva. That's 7 days. We count that as 7 days. Then you have 7 days of Sukkos. That's 14 days. Then Shmini Atzeres counts as another 7 days.
What?
Yeah. No. You wind up, yeah.
Oh my God.
Another how many days?
Another 7 days.
Shmini Atzeres
another 7. Right, so how many is that totally? 21. Then you have 9 days of Shloshim. That's it.
Wow.
So Shmini Atzeres is a whole regal. Shmini Atzeres is a regal of Nehatzma. 9 days of Shloshim. Because you're not... Well, according to the Ramban, you know Shloshim for a total of what, 17 days. Right. But I'm saying it doesn't have a kiyum of Shloshim before the Shiva. So that would be in line with your svara too. That we could answer that question too. How can you say that Shloshim is a cessation of the Shiva when you can start it before the Shiva? Right? The Kiyam of the Shloshim is the cessation of the Shiva. But you needed to, you don't have that. You weren't Mekayim Shloshim yet. You don't have a Kiyam of Shloshim. The Niyag of Shloshim you don't have. But you have to set it up. I don't know. I have to think about that. It's a little tricky. But you hear what I'm saying? But according to the Ramban, it is a strange idea according to the Ramban. That's why the Rush didn't like it. Because what's really forcing you to keep the Shloshim now? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where the Shloshim is in the middle of the Chag. What's really forcing you to keep the Shloshim? It's sort of like, in order to preserve the ability to have the Shloshim after the Shiva, you need to do this stuff now. That's why the Rush didn't like it.
I don't understand. It's going to be before and after the Shiva.
But it's not going to be a Kiyam Shloshim until after the Shiva.
Right. I don't.
So what are you doing now? You're not really being Mekayim Shloshim now. You're not really being Noeg Shloshim now.
Because you buried him.
No, in the case where you buried him in the middle of the Chag.
Right.
You count the Shloshim from the day of the burial.
Right. Because we have to start
the burial. Yeah, but you don't say that you started Shloshim and then the regular is Mafsigah. Right.
Right.
So you're just doing that niyog of shloshim during the regal in order that the niyog after the kvura will have the proper quality.
Right.
Right. But that's sort of like a hechsher, like you have to do this in order that you'll have a mitzvah later. But what's forcing you right now?
I don't see that.
I think.
But
you see, but what I'm saying in terms of Shloshim, I think it works out with the idea. I think it explains well. I think it explains why when you have Shiva for 1 day, you start counting 23 days after that. If you had Shiva for 1 day and the regal was Masik, you count only 23 days of Shloshim.
But that's it. You don't count full.
No, just count 23 days of Shloshim. Got to look over some of these halachos. So you just count 23 days of Shloshim. Why? Because if the mitzvah of Shloshim was to be noeg for 30 days, so it's true you knocked off the Shiva, but you didn't knock off the niyug of 7 days. You didn't have a niyug of 7 days to count. Mm-hmm. Right? But Shiva, if you hear Rafi? But if Shloshim is not to be noeg for 30 days, it's to have a niyug of Shloshim Yom. So then the Niyag of Shloshim Yom, definitively, the way it's set up halachically, starts from 8 to 23, is the Niyag of 30 days. Mm-hmm. What this area requires of you is difficult. It requires of you to have a certain conceptual idea of what we're trying to accomplish. Right? We're trying to accomplish a sum of 30 days, right? An impact of 30 days, a niyug that has an impact of 30 days. But at the same time, you have to find the strict halachic formulations of how Chazal instituted that. Okay, so what I'm saying is like this: there's an idea of shiva. Well, that's a shame in the gavra. That's not a time that's subject to nihugim, to nihugei tsar. That's an overshadowing shame in the gavra that doesn't allow an external force, an external maisa of nihug of limited nihug of tsar. Okay. But they wanted to have a tsar. They wanted you to be mitzdaya for shloshim yom, right? So they started the nihugim of shloshim from the close of shiva. That's the way it's defined. The nihug of the day after shiva is considered that's how they counted the nihugim of shloshim. Not as nihugim of 30 days, because you don't have any nihugim during the first shiva, during the first seven. They counted the nihugim of shloshim as a kiyum shiva plus 23 days of nihug. You understand? Because in the normal case, that's the way it works out. In the normal case, if you want to have nihug of tsar for 30 days, you start 23, you take 23 days after shiva. But halachically, the formulation is that the nihug of shloshim is 23 days after the kiyum shiva. So if I had a kiyum shiva one day, now I have a nihug of 23 days afterwards. And those nihugim of 23 days afterwards will have a kiyum of shloshim. Because that's how they defined the shloshim. That's how they counted the shloshim. They couldn't count shloshim of days of nihug, because there are no days of nihug for the first 7 days. So the way they were monesh shloshim is a kiyum of shiva plus 23 days. Not 30 days of nihug. They're counting units and yomim.
Because then the first seven would be
that. Right, exactly. So the way it's formulated is what is the kiyum of the nihug of shloshim? It's the kiyum of shiva plus a nihug of 23 days. So then now you just have to work things out. If the kiyum of shiva happens in an hour, now you just have 23 days.